חודש אדר, אז גמרא בריאים, מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה. What does it mean? You heard about this? What does it mean?
I don't know, we
could answer. I'm sorry?
מי שנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה.
When Adar arrive, we make more simcha.
מרבים בשמחה. What does מרבים בשמחה mean?
Increase.
חזק וברוך. So is it better to be informed? מי שנכנס אדר תהיה more שמח.
Should be always שמח.
No, one more time. What's the difference with marbim besimcha or tihye more tihye sameach yoter?
Marbim besimcha means that you participate to make more simcha.
Which is better?
Actually, reward is better, so more sameach is better.
Marbim besimcha, that means you could be not part of it.
Right, it's plural.
Chazaka baruch.
So it's you have to be in a concert, you know.
טוב, זוטר בהם הוא מגופתים. חזק וברוך. You understand the difference? One more time. And it's a little complicated. מרבים בשמחה means מרבים, that means to increase your joy, happiness. But it doesn't say to be שמח. Does it? Does it?
That means you are שמח to be more than what you are.
מרבים בשמחה, so let's say somebody has a catering, right? So he gives discount and שמחות in the חודש אדר. He says, in חודש אדר, I give you half a price. That means I'm מרבים בשמחה, no? I give you sushi, half a price.
But in Los Angeles.
it doesn't say to be שמח. Should say, נכון? What's the whole point?
Marbim besimcha, then, and you cannot use marbim meaning achadutis. You by yourself is not, but everybody all together, marbim besimcha.
No, marbim besimcha has nothing to do with you be sameach. We should say, tiyeh sameach. Mi shenichnas adar, tiyeh sameach yoter. Means you have to be happier. It doesn't say that.
What do you say then?
It doesn't.
So if it says
marbim besimcha. Marbim besimcha means we add to our happy occasions.
We add to happiness or happy occasions?
Happy occasions.
So when you say besimcha, you're only speaking about the zecharim. What about the nekevot?
No, that's a different issue. Yeah. So, it says mi shenichnas adar marbim besimcha, but it doesn't say that you necessarily be happy. That's not what the.
Does it make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't even.
So we have to make some sense out of it.
So that's why you are here.
So how come it says marbim besimcha and not? Lihyot sameach yoter, so that means you have to be happier.
When you make someone happy, marbim, when you influence somebody or do your share to make somebody happy, automatically you get that happiness.
Could be, but not always. Like let's say.
It's like a daily of simcha.
Yes, but here the message we're talking about Chodesh Adar, it doesn't say that. You're right.
No, but I'm saying if you're at least always be to be happy.
No, but it says marbim besimcha.
That's what I'm saying. Here you would be on top of the normal simcha. This would be even greater.
I'll give you an example. You know, people sometimes invite for their occasions type of people that, you know, mix joke and make people happy. What is it called? Leitzan. What is a leitzan?
Clown.
A clown. Is he happy?
Yeah.
No.
No, himself.
So if the person is not happy, even in the place that is all happiness going around, he still doesn't feel it.
That's true, yeah. So now here, let's see what the depth of the matter here is. So now, we could ask, how come people, it's very hard for them to be happy? I mean, you don't know, just guess, you know, but why people, they cannot be happy?
Because they don't look for the positive, they look for
the
negative.
Ah, so now, so the point right here is, the first step that one should take to be happy is?
To be positive.
How can you be positive? No, how the positiveness comes from, where?
It's all around you, the way you look.
I know, does it based on your eye, your ear, your lips, or other places? Where? Emunah. So where does the Emunah come from?
Because you have to have Emunah, then you have Emunah, you know that your life has to be with Simcha.
Understand, my question is, where is the source?
It's in your head, in your roof.
It's your head, Hasagabar, beautiful. So here it says, Marbim Besimcha. So if you take the word Besimcha, and then you play around with the letters, you move it around, you get Machshava. Follow what happened? One more time. Besimcha. Besimcha is the same letter, same otiyot as be machshava. What is machshava?
Thought.
So that means that many people, they spend a lot of money. I mean, not too much, like $50,000. They go on vacation 2-3 weeks. One thing, they're very surprised that wherever they go for vacation for, the problem comes with them. It's very interesting. They cannot leave it at home in the drawer or put it in the safe. Did you know that? It comes with you. And not only that, when you come back, you have more problems. Why is it like this? Because here we learn the state of being sameach is based on your machshava. You don't need to run away. You don't need to say, oh, I need vacation. People say that, but it doesn't work. Why? Because when the machshava is not in the right gear, there's no way you can be happy. No matter where you go, then you're not able to bring that joy, happiness to yourself. Because people, they look for Gan Eden, right? And they run, they go here, they go there, you know. But they forget, the Gan Eden is right here, it's up here. And they forget. So now that's why it's a Marbim Besimcha. What's a Marbim Besimcha? It means Marbim Bemachshava. For example, we see a little kid, the shoelaces are open, right? What do you tell him?
Tie
it. Why? Is it nice, no? So if he doesn't tie it, what happens?
Falls,
Chas v'Shalom, hurt himself, break, no. See, tomorrow night, was that a shame? When just about to accept Shabbat Kodesh, we go through the statement, a reminder. It says, Sof Ma'aseh, Machshava, Techila. What does it mean? Sof Ma'aseh, Machshava, Techila. So that means you have to foresee, you have to predict that, you know, what's going to happen, you know. If I do this, if I go, if I come, if I sit, if I stand up, if I eat, what's going to happen? So now, many times we say, it's out, you know, don't take it too hard. You just do whatever it comes, and you don't think. And then the outcome is not a happy occasion. Why? Because you didn't think. You didn't think. So that means here, it doesn't say to be sameach, because there's no such a thing. Because you need a tool. You have to something to grab on. And what is it? Your machshava can make you happy. Your machshava could chas v'shalom make a disaster. Your machshava can make you upset. Your machshava makes you angry. Your machshava, the way your thunder thoughts, makes you depressed.
But they're so worried in some
Machshavah
that they cannot
see. Beautiful. That's why it's like this. Because many people think that their mind owns them. But that's not true. You own your mind. So that means when the mind tells them you don't feel well, say, hey, he's right. I don't feel well. I have fever. I have chills. Okay, I stay in the bed. You know, I'm not going to go out. But if the Machshavah says, no, you feel okay, you go out, you know, drink a little tea with honey, then you'll be okay. Why? Because The machshava told them, you'll be okay. He became okay. But if the machshava tells him, no, you feel terrible, you know, you should not go out. So he listens to it.
But the mother that is worried, the mind is controlling the mother, not the mother. So what?
Yes, so the mother also needs training. The father needs the training. So it doesn't mean that you're a mother or the father, that you know everything. This is generalizing that anyone needs to learn how to think. But you don't know how to think. Nobody can be mastery know how to think. But here, the quote that we start this month, Chodesh Adar, says, Marbim Besimcha. What do you mean, Marbim Besimcha? That means your state of thought, that makes you, Chas v'Shalom, breaks you.
מי שנכנס אדם מבין בשמחה